This is going to be a study series going through the beliefs of the Christian Biblical Church of God. And as I said in the preface when we put this together, that this is not meant to be an exhaustive study on it, but certain of these things we will do quite an exhaustive study on, certain of them we won't. And like everything else, you can read what is there, but many times you won't go and get your Bible and read the scriptures. Now let's just take a look at how we put this together. Let's come to page 2. First of all, it starts about the nature of God. And this is very, very important for us to understand, because you have to have the right God. And you have to understand the nature of God, because the nature of God is at the heart and the core of what you believe. That's why the world believes in a Trinity, and they are very staunch in their belief of a Trinity in the nature of their God. Then we have to understand, next, page 3, the nature of mankind. What is man really like? Why did God make him? Why is he the way he is? Why does he need redemption? And the reason we put the nature of mankind in that particular section is because God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Then we come to the love of God, which is quite a long section here. God's love to us, our love to God, our love toward the brethren. And then the Holy Bible concerning the inspired Word of God. Laws and commandments of God. Now notice how this builds step by step all the way through. Each one building upon the other. Laws and commandments of God, the nature of God's laws, the Ten Commandments, the weekly Sabbath, the annual feasts and holy days, sin, the Holy Spirit, grace of God, repentance. Now notice how these follow. You have grace of God, repentance, baptism, justification, and all of those follow in sequence. When you repent and have been baptized and have been justified, and then you receive the righteousness which is from Christ. That's why we have the righteousness of the law and the righteousness of faith. Then we have sanctification, because once that happens, then you are sanctified. And that is by the baptism of the Spirit. Then we have the baptism by the Spirit, the receiving of the Spirit, which then brings you to the faith for the next one, salvation. So you see how each one of these builds step by step. Laying on of hands, healing, Church of God, ministry, Christian financial responsibility, the gospel, kingdom of God, the resurrections, eternal judgment, baptism of fire, and clean and unclean means. And each one of these is designed to be laid out step by step by step by step. And when we got it done, we realized we didn't have anything on clean and unclean means. So that's how it got at the end.
This tape has been brought to you by the Christian Biblical Church of God website at www.cbcg.org. And thank you for listening.